Let's check out his play of the game from the Steelers' last-second defeat to Dallas.
Well, since I get first pick this week, I feel like I'd be kind of a jackass if I didn't go with this one.
Fourth and goal from the four.
Listen to that crowd.
Prescott. Throws, crossing, it's caught for the touchdown! It's Tolbert! Stays in the game! And grabs it for the score!
Who you blame there?
This is not to... You know, give a pass to anybody on the Steelers because I don't think I've done that for 35 minutes so far on the air today. I'll give McCarthy credit for drawing up a good play using the threat of CeeDee Lamb, a great wide receiver who actually plays like one on every play. If that was George Pickens running the crosser to clear it out, he might have just started walking three steps into the route and not had it work. But I think they use the threat of Lamb to confuse and muddle up the Steelers. And then you've got bad communication again. You have Fitzpatrick going with Lamb. At that point, you know what I want to see happen? I want to see Deshaun Elliott and Beanie Bishop doubling Tolbert, and I want to just take my chance. I know it's a safety on Lamb, who's one of the five best wide receivers in the game, but I just would at that point take my chances and say, Minka, try to cover this guy, and the other two go with Tolbert.
I know it's easy to say now because the Cowboys scored on the play. I think I'm bringing the friggin' house on that play.
Yeah, and Prescott just, had
and
all
just
day.
Taking my chances, rolling the dice. I know
you're
that
not
Dak...
trusting Jackie Moon to get pressure on Dak there, Donnie.
No, I'm not. All due respect to Jackie, Jeremiah Moon. I'm just bringing everybody. I'm leaving a couple of guys back. Man coverage, roll the dice. I mean, Dak does. He does throw the football pretty well against the blitz, but make him throw one quick, and maybe he makes a mistake again.
That was a pretty bang-bang play because Elliott, to his credit, like tried to get an arm in to like rip the ball out. But Prescott had time to step into it and make it a perfect throw right in the spot you would want to catch it if you're Tolbert, where it was easy for him to complete the play.
Yeah, I know, Chris. Here's my play of the game.
Second and 10. Prescott, nothing open. Taking off, now five.
And really, if I wanted to be even more specific and granular, I would actually say on that drive, it was the Beanie Bishop hold. Because he gets flagged for that holding call. Without it, the Cowboys, there's a sack on that play, Hayward Dak. It's fourth down. They're down four. Aubrey's automatic. McCarthy's thinking the Steelers' offense has had one really good drive the entire game. I'll kick a field goal and make it a one-point game with an entire quarter left, 10-9. You keep playing the game out. Cowboys touchdown here at the end of the game. They're needing a two-point conversion to force overtime instead of winning the game in regulation. That was a huge play, and it opened up that possibility that they were going to score a touchdown on that drive, and a pedestrian running back who was on the practice squad for years in Dallas comes through, which also is a lesson about the Steelers and their roster management with Najee Harris. That finally they corrected that egregious sin by not picking up his fifth-year option. But look at the Cowboys. The guy who they drafted in the top five had six carries for 17 yards and 2.8 yards per carry. Enrico Dowdle had 20 for 87 and then that 22-yard touchdown catch, which gave Dallas the lead early in the fourth quarter. Yuck.
Our esteemed producer, former Packers tight end Jermichael Finley, he does yeoman's work on these Sundays, cutting up a ton of stuff. And so I want to thank him sincerely because there's a plethora, a treasure trove, a myriad, as Mike would say.
But this is your way of saying he doesn't have the play you want?
Well, he can't read my mind because the play I wanted, you know what I'm going to do?
You should text him from now on.
No, it's okay.
And have him get it before the show. He'll
well,
do it.
Well, because I was going to use your play, Pony, but that's okay. Because I can always... sneak my way out of it by just doing something like mean and sarcastic. All right, so here is my play of the game, but it's not really this play. Here we go.
Third and one. He had Najee Harris, didn't go there. Comes back though to Pickens, has the first down. There's a flag down as he works the sideline inside the 15, and a flag on the back end of that for 21 yards.
There were two fouls on the play, both by the defense. Offside. number 55, this penalty is declined. Personal foul, late hit out of bounds, number 6. The penalty's half the distance to the goal. It's an automatic first down.
All right, that was George Pickens' best play of the game. I was surprised that he managed to actually not take a retaliatory personal foul after he did get hit late out of bounds, and he just got up and didn't do anything stupid, which feels like a small miracle right now given how hot-headed he's been and how immature he's acted. The actual play of the game, 3rd and 4, Steelers have just blocked a field goal. They are up 10-6. They have the ball near midfield. They're in Dallas territory.
Yep.
Fields does not throw a great pass, but Fields throws a pass that I would argue a wide receiver of George Pickens' alleged status should catch literally 100 times out of 100. It goes right through the wickets.
I was going to say the same thing. That is a wickets play.
It would have sustained
what are wickets?
The
things go right
croquet.
Through them.
Okay. Croquet. You hit the mallet and the ball goes through the
Did
wickets
you know that,
and that's
Donnie?
How you score.
You know about wickets, but I always say it. When a wide receiver puts his hands up, ball zips right through.
I don't know why.
I always, that went right through those wickets.
I always pictured it as some sort of like basket with like, there's like
no,
a little
it's like
bit.
A basket. It's like an upside down U in the ground.
Oh, I know
and then
what
you
they
take
are.
The little croquet mallet.
I just didn't know what they were called.
If he catches that ball, not only do they get a first down, because I'm 99% sure he was beyond the sticks when he would have caught it, he probably can turn up field and get a couple more yards.
And then they're very close to
and
they
then
are
they're
field goal
already
range.
In Boswell's field goal range. And yep. I'm very, very sick of, you know, I defended Tomlin for many years and then just was enraged for 5 straight minutes to start the show. I'm equally sick of defending this guy.
Wow.
I really am.
Another 180 from
And you
Mulsey.
Know what? You know what else I'm going to do here? I'm going to, I you know, you know what? We don't have time. It is very telling to me that on the Ferguson 27-yarder, CeeDee Lamb, who has done more in the NFL by far than George Pickens individually, CeeDee Lamb, when Ferguson catches that ball, is wiping out Beanie Bishop with a block, and then in his truest Hines Ward fashion, is immediately turning upfield to try and go wipe out Minka Fitzpatrick to help his guy get more yards. And CeeDee Lamb is no, like, Terry McLaurin or a complete saint or choir boy. He occasionally gets pissed off.
Oh, he did in this game on you that can, interception by Jackson.
And he should have been. But you can get pissed off at your quarterback or get frustrated as a wide receiver and still go out and play hard. The day Pickens throws 2 blocks, clean blocks, on 2 defenders on the same play will be a cold day in hell.
All right, our PM team plays of the game. The Jalen Tolbert touchdown on 4th down with seconds left. The Beanie Bishop hold that set up the Cowboys touchdown on a 90-yard drive to score their first touchdown of the fourth quarter, and then Mulsey with the George Pickens drop.